We are all on a search. We're on a hunt to find something that alleviates this nagging sense of guilt that we all wrestle with when we lay our head on our pillows. We all search and seek for something, for someone, for a plan, for a way. And if we reject Jesus and search for something else, someone else, there's a tragic consequence. In John chapter 8, verse 21, Jesus says, "I'm going away and you will seek me and you will die in your sin." The going away that Jesus is referring to is his death and burial and resurrection, and namely, his ascension. He's going back to the Father. And then Jesus says, "You will keep seeking me." What does he mean? Does he mean that the people he's talking to will try to find Jesus after he's ascended to the Father? I don't think that's exactly what's going on. Remember, those people were awaiting the Messiah. They're rejecting Jesus as the Messiah, and when Jesus ascends, they will continue their search for the long-awaited Messiah, not wanting to admit that he, Jesus, was in their midst that whole time. And even on their deathbeds, they will want a Savior, but there will be no mercy from Jesus because they've completely rejected him. And here's what we learn. If you seek another Savior, you will die in your sin. You will die in your guilt, not having atonement for your sin. You will die and you'll have to bear the harsh reality of God's wrath for an endless eternity. But here is why we should love this text and why we should love Christ. Because he is upfront. He is honest. Jesus wants us to know the truth, even when it's harsh and uncomfortable. And we also love this text because Jesus says just three verses later, "Unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." So he's continually offering hope and life to these people. We live this out by believing in Christ. Our search for the way of relief, it ends with Jesus. He is the Savior. He is the atonement for your sin. If you're a believer, today when you pray, please pray for Eodu Rodriguez and his family, our changemaker missionaries in the Cape Verde Islands. And also remember the Makua LifeWord broadcast heard in Mozambique.